The word queer has had a life appropriate to its dictionary definition, strange, odd, or curious. It also entered into slang usage as an insult to gays. Today, popular television shows like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and Queer as Folk are helping to make queer an acceptable household word. Some members of the homosexual community are using the historically negative term with pride. But despite queer's softening as a gay slur, it is still controversial. From member station WFUV, George Bartike explains.
Growing up gay, Christopher Beneke says he never found the word queer to be offensive. So the 24-year-old Manhattan paralegal, who wears a lip ring, says he was shocked when he opened the mail and found a letter from New York State Department rejecting his application to create a nonprofit group called Queer Awareness. Bewildered by the state's distaste for the word, Beneke is now suing to get the decision overturned.
The group seeks to help more than just gay men, more than just lesbians, bisexuals. Everyone who doesn't identify as heterosexual, basically. Queer is the only term that is all-encompassing like that.
At least 12 other states have allowed the use of the word queer in corporation names, including Alaska, California, and Ohio. New York State Department spokesman Peter Constantakes concedes the word is changing, but says it's still loaded.
In our judgment, some people may still find the word queer to be offensive or derogatory. So because of that, we decided to deny that use of the name. It has no effect on what the group stands for, what it does.
While New York State takes offense to the word queer, the Federal Communications Commission has accepted it. The popular television show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, in which five gay men make over a straight slob, has helped to bring the word into the mainstream in a more politically correct fashion. But Lisa Dugan, with New York University's Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality, says the term didn't get on prime time overnight.
The word queer has a very long, tangled history, as actually do most of the terms referring to people's sexual identities and sexual practices.
Dugan says in the early 20th century, queer was used within the homosexual community to describe straight-acting gay men. But she says among outsiders, it soon became synonymous with pansy, sissy, and fairy.
So men who wanted to in some way fit in or assimilate found that to be offensive and started to shift to the term gay.
In the late 1980s and early 90s, with chants like "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," defiant gay and lesbian activists started to reclaim the word. Professor Dugan says their efforts are now being bolstered by television shows like Queer Eye.
People argue for gay marriage, not queer marriage, because gay is understood as having this sort of more respectable, kind of stodgier meaning.
But while the word queer may have lost its negative connotation, it still has the ability to wound.
I remember the smell of the basement floor with my face against it as I pushed.
In a large room at a community center in New York's Greenwich Village, six gay men are sitting in a circle sharing stories. They call the bi-monthly workshop Queer Stories for Boys. The sessions give participants a chance to share thoughts and feelings they couldn't necessarily talk about when they were kids.
I remember when I was 8 or 9 years old, my mother said, "What are you, a goddamn queer?" And I said, "Yes, I think I am." And she said, "Do you know what you're saying?" And the next thing you know, she jumped on my chest and she's like saying, "Fight me."
That's Michael Swain, a clean-cut man in his 30s, who says despite belonging to a group with queer in its title, the word still conjures up ill feelings in him.
I guess because I still have like a lot of negative connotations when I was growing up and being called a queer in a derogatory way. A lot of times when I hear the word, it brings me back.
Another member of the storytelling group, Jim Whalen, compares the word queer to the N-word, saying it should only be used by the community.
I'm happy to say I'm queer, but if it came out of the mouth of a heterosexual, it would be an insult.
While the word queer can still be hurtful, depending on how it rolls off the tongue, the young gay man suing New York State for the right to call an advocacy group Queer Awareness says keeping the word in the closet will only cause more harm.
By the state not allowing me to use the word queer, they're keeping it as a negative term that can be used against me and fellow people who don't identify as heterosexual.
While he wasn't old enough to participate in the gay rights marches of the 1980s, Beneke is clearly sending a similar message. The word queer is here. Get used to it. For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey in New York.